This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. The Warriors here, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. If you want peace, you got to prepare for war, and that's what we do every day right here. We prepare for war with war, Wayne Allyn Root. In a sign, a couple of signs of the times, actually, of how much trouble Andrew Cuomo's in, and almost a comical response to it, the Andrew Cuomo administration hires Harvey Weinstein's lawyer as the feds probe the nursing home scandal. And as I try to rack my brain, no Democrat ever goes to jail. No Democrat ever gets indicted. No Democrat ever loses their job. No Democrat's ever forced to resign. How come all of this is happening to Cuomo? And I'll tell you why. Two reasons. One, I've said for 2 weeks now in the air, he's the most vicious, horrible, gangster-like, mafia-like, mobster-like person ever in political office, and he has stabbed so many people and ruined so many careers and viciously attacked so many critics, and I would guess now sexually harassed so many women and scared the bejesus out of them to say anything, or I should say to not say anything, on the way up, that on the way down they've all gotten together and they're all stabbing him to death, metaphorically stabbing him to death, ruining his career, killing his career, killing his brand name. But having said that, I think there's another sneaky reason why this is all happening, why Democrats are killing one of their own. And they are. There's a circular firing squad, and they are killing, sacrificing, and giving the death penalty, at least the political death penalty, to Andrew Cuomo. And I think it's because of the thousands of dead old people, which is a gigantic, gigantic, gigantic issue and red flag for the Democrat Party. And they figure if they get Cuomo's career for sexual harassment and force him to resign now, sooner rather than later, then they'll avoid a big debate and a trial about the thousands, probably 10 to 15,000 old people that died because of his laws and then his cover-up. So I think that plays into it too. And if they can avoid a debate about the thousands of dead old people caused by Democrats, Cuomo, they might also be able to save Pennsylvania's governor, New Jersey's governor, Massachusetts governor, Illinois' governor, Michigan's governor, who all, to my knowledge, sent old people to their deaths in nursing homes just like Cuomo. They probably copied his law. You know, and that's why there's so many dead in the United States. Doesn't that do with a Republican president, Donald Trump? Nothing at all to do with Trump. It has to do with Democrat governors passing laws that send old people to their death. And that's what happened, thousands and thousands and thousands, collectively tens of thousands. Actually, in New York, tens of thousands. In New York, 10 to 15,000, and nationwide. Anywhere, I guess, between 75,000 or so and up. In all these states combined, maybe up to 100,000 old people died because of Democrat governors. And they want to keep that out of the spotlight and keep it off trial. They don't want all those Democrat governors going under. Being forced to resign, losing their reputations, losing their names, killing the Democrat brand. So let's just kill Cuomo now, metaphorically again, I state, kill his career, ruin him, throw him out without a trial, and maybe we can avoid embarrassing all the rest of the Democrat governors and the entire Democrat Party. So he's hired Harvey Weinstein's lawyer. Does that tell you all you need to know? Other big news today, mass casualty crash, automobile crash. How do you have 15 dead in a car crash? And the answer is there were 27 people in a van. And instantly I knew it's illegal aliens. And, of course, it's right near the Mexican border. It's in the middle of farm country. And the Border Patrol's now involved. And the Mexican consulate is now involved. When Wainwright makes a guess, an educated guess, usually pretty good. This involved 27 illegal aliens, guarantee you, in the back of a van. And maybe they'd all be alive today if Trump was still president. Maybe they never would have gotten by the border. Maybe they're dead just because of Joe Biden. That's how Democrats think. Why shouldn't we start thinking that way? And Joe Biden, of course, says there is no crisis at the border. There's nothing going on there. Don't worry about it. All the top people say nothing going on. Just like his brain, nothing going on there either. There's no crisis in Joe Biden's brain. There's just nothing going on. I'm thinking about writing a column. There's no State of the Union, but don't worry about that. More important is the state of Joe Biden's mind. It's not there. We literally have a president with Alzheimer's. And I told you all, I warned you all, I screamed it, I warned it. I was the guy for the American Revolution, Paul Revere, screaming, Biden's got no brain, Biden's got no brain. The guy with no brain is coming. And I was right. I said this for years, that this guy was losing it, didn't have it anymore. And everybody's forgotten that he's a serial sexual harasser. He's a guy whose hand is always handsy, always on breasts, always on butts, always on the foreheads of little girls and the front of their little chests. Disgusting. Everybody forgot all the photos and all the videos of Biden being a pervert. So when you talk about Cuomo and the Me Too movement, what about Biden in the Me Too movement? How come Biden was elected president when you want Cuomo to resign? You all want Cuomo to resign before there's been a trial? Because a few women claim harassment. Guess what? They claimed it against Biden, too. And then there were all those pictures. Nobody claimed anything. Everybody's embarrassed. Joe Biden grabs every little girl and every young woman and every older woman. Everyone. Every woman that comes within his reach, he grabs. And don't forget the Secret Service agents, you know, clandestinely talking about how he swims naked at his house before he was elected president. This was as VP for 8 years. He was constantly swimming naked, embarrassing them. Right in front of the Secret Service agents. This is a weird guy. He's a perverted guy. How he became president of the United States, biggest scam of all time. The media scammed you. The media didn't tell you the truth. The media buried the facts. The media buried the lead. And they buried Hunter's laptop, hid it from public view. And then perhaps most importantly, drum roll please, they stole the election. I'm not afraid to say it, never been, neither is the president. You heard him at CPAC. Trump and I are like the same person. Every word he said at CPAC was right out of my radio show. Or right out of my columns. So let me state this again. The election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen. You want to stop me from saying it? Good luck. The election was stolen. So anyway, Biden, I digress. Biden said there's no crisis at the border. And 24 hours after him and his administration said no crisis, his Homeland Security director said no crisis, Biden was briefed on 20,000 beds to handle a 45% spike in migrant children. It was only yesterday, Homeland Security Director Alejandro Mayorkas, can you imagine? Alejandro Mayorkas, our Homeland Security Director, confidently said there was no crisis at the southern border. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are working around the clock, 7 days a week, to ensure we do not have a crisis at the border, that we manage the challenge as acute as the challenge is, Mayorkas said. Well, human traffickers differ. Today, Axios reports a Tuesday afternoon briefing prepared for President Biden outlines the need for 20,000 beds to shelter an expected crush of child migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden will be told the number of migrant kids is on pace to exceed the all-time record by 45%, and the administration doesn't have enough beds. Even with the new shelters and loosened COVID-19 restrictions, the administration projects will fall short of its needs by thousands. A DHS spokesman did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment. An HHS spokesman referred the request to the White House, which declined comment. DHS currently projects there will be 117,000 unaccompanied child migrants crossing the border this year. Large number of them are teenagers. You know what teenagers are? Murdering gangbangers, MS-13 killers, with tattoos up and down their body and their face. Killers. Just last month, some 6,000 migrants aged 16 and 17 were caught. Unbelievable. In order to expedite the transfer of children out of federal custody, the Biden administration is going to end a Trump-era requirement that sponsors be strictly vetted to avoid human trafficking and other crimes. Critics claim that vetting sponsors has a chilling effect on their willingness to open their homes to migrant children. HHS will pay for transporting the children when sponsors cannot, and has also recommended removing a request for Social Security numbers from a form required to be filled out by potential caretakers. Can you imagine? There are people, when they say sponsors, I guess, I didn't know anything about this, there must be an entire industry of people who take in illegal alien children unaccompanied by adults. Kind of like foster homes for illegal aliens. Right? Foster homes for illegal alien children. And they don't want you to give your Social Security number anymore. They don't want you to be vetted anymore. Because they're all members of the Mexican drug cartel. And guess who funded Biden's presidential campaign? Guarantee you. Besides communist cartel. That's why this guy's doing all this. All the money was dirty money, shadow money. It came from illegal foreign sources. It came from the Chinese Communist Party. And it came from the Mexican drug cartel. Just use common sense. Who's the number one beneficiary of Biden's policies so far? Everything's about letting everybody in. Who's the number one beneficiary? The Mexican drug cartels. That's Biden's beneficiary. That's the people that pull the strings on Obama, who pulls the strings on Biden. The Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartels are now running the United States of America, as sure as I'm standing here. They're sure running our border. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Only truth here.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound. You. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, Check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Let me repeat again. I'm going to go on record again. The United States of America has been handed over to the Mexican drug cartels. Who do you think benefits? But I said this from day one, long before Biden was ever elected president. I said, who exactly benefits if Joe Biden is elected president of the United States? I said that for months and months and months. It's the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartels. We've hit PCP and the Mexican drug cartels, MDC, Mexican drug cartels, and MS-13. That's who owns the country now. The entire border is now open. And if I made you a list of all the executive orders ordered by Biden that open the borders and allow people to come in and allow them to bring all their relatives in, this is the dream, the rainy dream. I'm not allowed to say that other word. The rainy dream. It's raining and it's dreaming. The rainy dream of the Mexican government and the Mexican drug cartels. And don't forget, he was meeting Biden yesterday with the head of Mexico, and he said, I don't see them as a third world nation. I see them as our equal. What a moron. What a total, complete moron. We got a president of the United States, a communist, and a brain-dead moron. It's a two-headed monster. Biden's a brain-dead moron, and the real president's Obama, who's a communist. And they think they're our equal. America's equal is pipsqueak Mexico. I mean, it's a joke. It's like saying Texas is equal as Mississippi. I mean, it's absurd. We're the greatest nation in the world and the greatest nation in world history. We've done everything important in world history. You name it. Computers, the internet, automobiles. Winning World War II, defeating Hitler, defeating the Japanese. Everything important in the entire 20th and 21st century comes from us, the United States of America. There'd be no Japan. There'd be no Germany. Instead, they're both world powers because we defeated them in a war, destroyed them, and then we rebuilt them with the Marshall Plan. We're the greatest nation in world history by a mile. More than all the other nations in history combined, times 1,000. And we're equal to freaking Mexico. This is what it's come to. That and Dr. Seuss can't read his books anymore because he's racist. This segment of the show is sponsored by Energized Health. You know, let's forget politics for a minute. You just want to be healthy. And if we get back to politics, I want all of you conservative listeners to Wayne Root to be the healthiest people in the world and the thinnest people in the world, because I need you to live a long time to fight this battle. When people ask me why I'm so focused on health, I mean, this show is all about politics and health, right? Almost every advertiser, health. A lot of my topics, health. Why? My father died of cancer at the age of 67. My mom died 28 days later at the age of 66 of breast cancer. Both my parents died 28 days apart of cancer. And you wonder why I am so health-oriented and have been since I was 16 years old. They died when I was 30, by the way. So this started way before their death, predated their death by years. But nonetheless, I became very, very motivated and focused at the age of 29 and 30 when my parents died. I think I was 29 when my parents died. So I want to do the math now because I never want to lie. Let's see. I was born in 1961 and my parents died in 1992. So actually I was 30 years old, about to become 31 when my parents both died 28 days apart. So I became very, at that point, even though I'd already, you know, took a lot of vitamins and worked out every day and ate healthy, tried to eat organic, shopped at Whole Foods in those days called, believe it or not, Mrs. Gooch's in Los Angeles, California. That was the predated Whole Foods. Whole Foods had a few stores in Austin, Texas, and they eventually bought out Mrs. Gooch's and several other chains and became this giant supermarket, health food supermarket, all over the country. But I already did many of the things I do today, but not as, you know, not in such, you know, a large portion of my life, important portion of my life, significant portion of my life as I do now. Because all ignited by my parents' death 28 days apart, you know, I became an orphan at the age of 30. And I said, you know what, I'm never going to let that happen to me or people I love. And never have I gotten as healthy as I've gotten in the last 4 months with Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, constant guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. This is not Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers doesn't work, in my opinion. Did you see a picture the other day of Oprah? Believe me, Weight Watchers doesn't work. Did you see the picture? She's an owner of Weight Watchers, someone told me. She bought the company. She looks like she could lose 100 pounds and she still could stand to not eat much. Weight loss doesn't work. This is fat loss, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat in the first 88 days on the program. Very cool. Massive increase in hydration, massive increase in muscle, up 10 pounds in muscle. Thank you, Energized Health. You're going to change the rest of my life and extend the rest of my life. Call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's hearing plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers. Get them vaccinated immediately.
Two states are ending coronavirus restrictions. For Mississippi, it starts tomorrow. Masks will no longer be required, and all businesses can reopen at full capacity. Texas will do the same as of next Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. My book is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Trump Rules. Number one in 12 categories at Amazon throughout November and December. Thank you. I got suspended at Facebook, and pretty soon there was no audience left. Now the book's not number one anymore, but that's okay. I've got my audience here at the Wayne Allen Root Show, and you guys should go out and grab a copy. And for all of your friends, not just for you, all your friends, your kids in high school, your kids in college, your kids in grad school, because the book has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's my lifelong study of the Trump rules, the top 10 Trump rules that made him number one at everything he ever went at, and that includes all his failures. He always makes a comeback, like he did at CPAC the other day. He is the leader of the party again, or so it appears. I don't know if he's going to run for sure in 2024, but he will be the kingmaker over the next 4 years. That I guarantee you, and no one will win the nomination without his blessing. That I guarantee you. I think it might very well be him, too, again. But in any case, the Trump rules are about my lifelong study of Trump and how I've applied it to my life and the successes I've had because of it, and you can have those same successes. Trump rules. I'm telling you, I wish someone had written this book when I was 18 years old and 21 years old and getting out of college and getting out of high school. And if I could have read this book, it would have changed my life so much sooner. But great stuff here for anybody. Trump rules, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Liz Peek is here, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. LizPeek.com is the website. Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So I did get banned, I think, since I last had an interview with you here on the show. I was banned from Twitter for life, yeah. not suspended, banned for life. You've got a column at The Hill, CPAC blasts cancel culture. I've certainly felt that cancel culture. Could the attacks on Dr. Seuss be the tipping point? I don't know if you saw, but on eBay, all the books they banned from Dr. Seuss are now going for $200 to $600 a pop.
And the top 10 titles on Amazon today are all Dr. Seuss books. People are literally afraid they're going to take them all off the market. But, you know, this is just preposterously stupid. And shame on the leftists who are canceling voices, suppressing dissent, et cetera, including your voice. I mean, this is a very – I think it's important to make fun of these people for things like – calling out Dr. Seuss for being a closet racist, which, of course, he wasn't. He was a progressive Democrat, very big supporter of FDR, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also important to recognize that these small acts can, in toto, lead to authoritarianism. And I think that is something all Americans should be very cognizant of. This is not a pointless exercise, this banning of people, deplatforming people, et cetera. I thought it was very smart for CPAC to adopt Uncancel America as their slogan or their theme of their event, because people are really worried about this, and they should be. It's small steps like taking you off Twitter. I can't believe they banned you for life, by the way.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And again, people should remember these are not government agencies. I guess that might be worse. This is a private company that is dictating what we see and what we read. I noticed that they've got a special thing now where they're going to be very vigilant about any misinformation about COVID. And my guess is, I haven't checked this out, but the Biden administration wants to continue to promulgate fear and terror about COVID because, A, he can't conquer disease that's already on the wane, and he wants very much to be the victor in all of this. And, B, if we really are getting rid of this disease, that really lessens the argument for passing a $2 trillion relief bill because we don't need relief. But I'm wondering whether Twitter is going to be taking out commentary like that was in the Wall Street Journal last week talking about herd immunity being reached by April. That's from a very esteemed epidemiologist, and I think it's very credible research that he's done, but that would really counter the official narrative, which is, according to Joe Biden, that we may get back to normalcy, sometime next year.
Well, Biden is so focused on COVID, I think he should be focused on a national battle against dementia. I think that should be the he's the poster boy. I mean, it's clear he's got dementia. Everyone knows it. It's the most open secret in Washington. He can't do the State of the Union. Liz, he's got dementia.
Yeah, it's very worrisome that he hasn't given a big speech. He hasn't done the normal kind of press interviews, that he always has someone next to him, whether it's Jill Biden or Kamala Harris, ready to sort of step in if he begins to go astray. I think it's alarming. I think it's a big sort of hoax that's been perpetrated on the American people that Joe Biden is really up to this job. If nothing else, even if you grant him cognitive capabilities, he is the most unenergetic person we've ever had in this role. And, you know, they're refusing to release the visitor logs, even the virtual visitor logs of the White House, after claiming that they'd be the most transparent administration in history. My guess is because Joe isn't doing much. I mean, I think we've seen that on the campaign trail. You know, he'd have one event at 9 o'clock in the morning, and 11 o'clock, they'd call a lid. And this is during a presidential campaign. It's unheard of.
Yeah, but the problem is that the left is living in a delusional world, and also they read Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals. It said, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame on the other guy. I got a letter in the mail today, Liz, from a name I didn't recognize, right? Just some female name, and I thought, well, I wonder who that is. Is it a fan? I don't know. So I open up the letter, and it's a hater, right? It's somebody who hates me, but she gave her name. Her name, her phone number, her address in Palm Springs, California. And I swear to God, what she said in this letter was, I'm paraphrasing now, but something to the effect of, you keep talking about Biden as dementia. My strong, vital president, Biden, is fantastic. There's no signs of dementia, but your president your ex-president had signs of dementia. I mean, Trump's the most vital 74-year-old in the history of the world. And they're saying he had signs of dementia. This, whatever they look in the mirror, whatever they see, they blame on our guy. And whatever scandal they're involved in, they blame on our people, the Russians. Collusion, when of course they were the ones who had foreign interference in the election. It's so crazy that you're dealing with these two different realities. We actually have a Vegas paper list called the Las Vegas Review Journal. Inside the Review Journal is another paper called the Las Vegas Sun. The Review Journal is conservative, fairly. The Sun is extreme liberal. And they're side by side in the same newspaper. And you open it up, and I swear to you, it's like living in different planets. Every article, exact opposite on every issue, on every view. It's different worlds. We can't live with these people anymore. I don't know how you live with them. I have no idea. I think it's time for a divorce, you know. Mommy's a liberal, daddy's a conservative.
I think the real
divorce.
Problem is we don't have any kind of robust media that's calling them out. I thought it was very interesting. I don't know if you saw Maureen Dowd's column that came out, I guess, Sunday maybe, talking about how the left-wing media has finally turned on itself. Because someone actually dared to challenge a Biden official, and they got creamed by their peers. Because, as she said, they've given up any kind of semblance of fairness or investigative journalism, and now they've become just Team Blue. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Maureen Dowd is a little bit of a renegade, so you never know what she's going to do. But she's right. I mean, they have really, when your greatest news organizations have just sort of seeded any sort of ethics or impartiality, I think that's pretty scary because, you know, if you combine that with the social media prominence and their eagerness to ban controversial people like yourself, or I should just say disagreeing people with your like yourself, then, you know, we have a nation, I think, in trouble. It is very scary to me.
Well, you never even asked me why Twitter banned me. Do you want to know why they banned
me? Well, I presume because you were talking about election fraud.
I presume, too, because I don't know. They've never told me. They never told me I was banned. But that one? There was never a letter. Yeah. There was never an email. There was nothing at my Twitter account. I just went there to tweet, and it said, sorry, your account no longer exists. That's it. I had no idea it even happened. The next day was on the cover of the UK Daily News, UK Daily Mail, and said, Wayne Allyn Root, radio host, is banned for life by Twitter. I was like, that's funny. How did they know? I didn't know that. It's amazing. And I'm just assuming, you know, I did question the election. I did question things. But also, back in December, they suspended me for a week for misleading health information. You know what I said? Lockdowns don't work. That's it.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Right?
So it's one thing to me to have them ban political argument that they disagree with, to have them ban things having to do with our health.
Right.
Remember the big flap about hydroxychloroquine?
Right.
They went nuts on that and took anything down that had anything to do with that, and they were wrong because
It works.
They had no evidence that it was not a prophylactic kind of has had some benefits. They were going on simply the idea that Trump had talked about it, so it must be a crazy idea, not doing the research to find out that there were credible studies saying, it actually works.
So, well, in every country in the world that used it, Liz, every country in the world that used it had far reduced death rates compared to the United States. So when you say, why is the death rate from COVID so high in the United States? I believe the numbers are greatly exaggerated. Anyway, they call everything COVID. But whatever numbers there are of deaths in the United States could have been greatly reduced by the use of hydroxychloroquine only if you use it in the first 5 days and only if you combine it with zinc, only if you combine it with zinc and Z-Pak. That's the series. That's the way to do it. I've got doctors who have testified that it's got to be zinc because it opens the cell, and zinc is the one that goes in and kills the COVID. So it isn't even hydroxychloroquine that does the job, but it's the battering ram that opens the cell. It's that combination, and all the studies they quoted, Liz, that said it didn't work, only used hydroxychloroquine, never used zinc, and only used it on people on death's door in the ICU about to die on ventilators, and it doesn't work at that point. Got to use it in the first 5 days. Liz, don't go. Music's on. I want to keep you for another segment. Can we keep you? Got time?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll keep you for about 10 more minutes or so. Liz Peek, okay, we'll be right back. Columnist Fox News and The Hill. Always enjoy having her on. LizPeek.com is the website. She's got great columns at The Hill and Fox News. Check them out. We'll be back with more with Liz. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior, right here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Back with Liz Peek, our guest, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and the Hill. LizPeek.com is the website. Gracious enough to stay for another segment and thrilled to have her. Liz, I wanted to talk to you about Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, because you're there in New York. You have boots on the ground. You know what's going on. I don't know the man, but I know of him. And over the years, I've always thought he was kind of like he puts on almost a mafia mobster routine. My gut instinct is that the reason he's the only Democrat who appears in the whole country that be in big trouble, because Democrats always circle the wagons and defend their own, but not with him. I think he has run over so many people and stabbed so many people, metaphorically now I'm speaking, politically. He has been so vicious and brutal to so many opponents over the years that they're all coming back again in a circle. And that's what appears to be happening. Am I on the right trail here?
Oh, you're totally on the right track. And what's telling, of course, is not just Republicans who are going after him, but his own party as well. And, yes, he has ruled with an iron fist, and I think this is one of those moments where an awful lot of people in the state of New York can't wait to tell their story. They're still, you know, a little bit on the fence because Cuomo's a survivor. There's been investigations into corruption that hit very, very close to his doorstep, but somehow he survived. So I think if there is a clear indication that he will either resign or at least won't run again, you'll see an awful lot more people come out against him. The truth is, he is a thug. He does bully people. He yells at them. Bill McGurn was on one of the shows tonight talking about how he'd gotten those calls from Cuomo, you know, when he was head of the editorial page of the New York Post, and Cuomo railing about something. But I think it's really interesting that we've had some Democrats come out against him and say, yeah, he threatened my life. He threatened my job. I was really scared to death, but good for those people for standing up. And the funniest confrontation, though, as I'm sure you're aware, is with the mayor of New York City, who is such an idiot, Bill de Blasio, and who is such a progressive sort of empty suit, who has just zero management capability, has run New York City, which he inherited from Mike Bloomberg, absolutely into the ground. We're back to the 70s in terms of crime soaring, dirty streets, people on the streets, etc. De Blasio can't do anything right, but he is rejoicing in the fact that it's Cuomo on the griddle right now, and he's throwing on the hot oil as fast as he can. I have to say, I'm totally also enjoying watching these two go at each other because they both should lose.
Yeah, both terrible, very terrible people. But I know,
De Blasio, they really are. I mean, Bill de Blasio, you know, hired an education head whose entire mission was basically to destroy the really good high schools that we have in New York City that
like the Bronx High School of Science?
Kids, yes, who give, and Stuyvesant High School, who on basis of one test only, you're either in or you're out, and it's all about capability. So that was deemed racist because not that many black kids got in. A lot of Asian kids got in. And so he basically wanted to break it up in terms of how you admit kids, change the whole process, basically eventually would reduce those schools to the same mediocrity that characterizes most of New York City public schools. It is a tragedy that they went down that road. I'm hoping if they are not so far gone that they won't keep their excellence because, you know, you and I both know an awful lot of people who successfully went through those schools and got a great education. That's what we'd like to see for more kids, not fewer kids. But this guy Carranza, who thankfully is now leaving, was just totally on a racism mission and, just did
but
everything.
It's everywhere, Liz. It's every college
is
doing
everywhere.
This now. Right? California has gotten rid of SATs. So how would you tell which is the right kid to get into school if you don't have SATs? I mean, I understand some kids are better at tests than others, but you've got to have some form of measurement to decide who is the smart one that's worthy of getting in. And if there is no test of measurement, then what's the new test? I guess the color of your skin. That's it.
Well,
and to me, that's the greatest form of racism.
The attack on meritocracy is profound. And instead of trying to make sure that black kids have the same opportunity to do well, to learn, instead of bolstering their early schooling and make sure that they're prepared for these tests and prepared to go to these high schools, et cetera, the idea is just to dumb down. I mean, it's a little bit like Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax sort of jumping across the divide here. Instead of trying to make other people wealthy, let's take the wealth away from people who've been really successful because that'll, you know, diminish wealth inequality. And it's just the worst possible message to send to aspiring students, to aspiring entrepreneurs, everything else. The message basically is, doesn't matter how good and talented you are, you should be penalized for your success.
Right, well, it's the same message. It's the same message as Cuba and Venezuela, right? Cuba and Venezuela, except apply financially, now apply to the education system, right? Nobody is risen up. No one's lifted up. Everybody lives in misery, but at least it's equality. That's what they want.
Exactly.
Everyone's equal,
everyone's
right?
Equal
misery.
And everyone's miserable.
Miserable. Misery for everyone.
Yeah.
Liz Peek, love to have you on. Enjoy it. Thank you for coming on. And always enjoy having you. Columnist for Fox News and the Hill. LizPeek.com is the website. Cannot urge you strongly enough to check out her columns. Always great stuff. Thank you, Liz.
Thanks, Wayne. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, will be right back. More, lots of stories I haven't gotten to yet, including guess who's opened back up again? Texas. Announcement today. Big announcement. You're going to want to hear it. You're going to be very envious in every other state. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.